Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Thing lost? Those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. They're saying yoga now may improve symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. Now, RA, as we call it, is an autoimmune disease where the body begins, or the immune system rather, begins to attack the joints, thinks that something is wrong. And they're saying that young patients now with rheumatoid arthritis may feel better after practicing yoga for just 6 weeks, a new study shows. Researchers reported their findings here last week at the American Pain Society's annual meeting. It seems to be very feasible. Practical treatment for patients with rheumatoid arthritis, one of the researchers, Kristen Lung, said in a study, she said the results were not surprising. So the women on the wait list for yoga classes did not experience the improvements. So they're finding that, which is really good. I mean, yoga is amazing. If you've never done it, it's phenomenal for your health. It's a great exercise. It increases relaxation of the body. It strengthens your core like nothing else. And it's just incredible for it's relaxation, but it's strenuous at the same time. So it increases your flexibility. It increases your kind of your overall body awareness. A lot of people think yoga, yes, it does have Eastern roots to it and that sort of thing. People get all freaked out. The thing is New Age and all. Use it for what it is. I mean, if you're not into that side of it, you don't have to be in the spiritual side of it. Use it for what it is. And, you know, let it, you know, really let it be a part of your life, I think, as far as your exercise routine. Even if you do it one day a week. Even if you don't have rheumatoid arthritis. You know, it's a great, great tool to add to the toolbox to promote and increase your overall health. Quote for the day comes from Albert Einstein. Says, the most incomprehensible thing about the world is that it is all comprehensible. Think about that one. Mike, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you.
It's good to talk to you, too. I've taken a lot of your principles and applied to my life, and I'm doing very well, and I appreciate you very much.
But thank you.
I have a question for my wife. She was having trouble with her legs getting weak and being tired whenever she would walk. She's having some pains in her right side. And she went to her doctor, and they couldn't find anything wrong, so they decided to do a scan of her whole body, and they found a spot on her brain. So her doctor sent her to a neurologist and wanted to see if maybe any of these symptoms could be directly related to this spot in her brain, and the neurologist says it's not. So he went ahead and had some other blood work and some other CAT scan, which was of her chest, stomach, and pelvis, and wanted to see if there's this spot. He's thinking that it might be glioma, maybe possibly a tumor, and he didn't know if it was a primary location or possibly a secondary, so he had these other tests run, and all of those have come back clean or clear, so he suggested that we see a neurosurgeon to discuss what options we should do as regarding this spot on her brain. We have an appointment Tuesday to see the neurosurgeon, and my question was to see what we should talk to him as far as options, or what should we do? Because I don't know, it's kind of kind of a scary situation, brain surgery. We don't know if that would be the best option or if, because they really don't know for sure that this is a tumor. They said it possibly could be some scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in too deep for them to do any biopsy.
Yeah.
So would you have any suggestions?
No, you really just got to, you have to go with what they say. I mean,
with
at this point. Yeah, at the neurosurgeon, because at this level, when you're dealing with something in the brain, there's nothing, you don't want to start messing around. I mean, you don't even want to go any route. You want to get all the information from the neurosurgeon and then go from there, because it's so specialized at that point. I mean, your lifestyle choices always need to be better, okay, because you're dealing with, even if it's a glioma, you're dealing with abnormal cell growth. And you know, that takes a long period of time to happen. It doesn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in 6 weeks. So the lifestyle choices, from the foods that you eat to exercise or not, to getting plenty of rest and avoiding stress, all these types of things are really important. And so you know, those can always be modified and you can kind of get started with that. But I mean, at the end of the day, at this point, at this level, there's no super wisdom that I would have to give you, because really you just need to go to the neurosurgeon and even maybe get a second opinion, which I'm a big fan of. And there's counsel in the wisdom of many. And it is really, really, I think, vital at this point to make sure you do get all the info and all the facts and get everybody on board and everybody on the same team and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think all that's important. Really, with what you're facing and what she's facing at this point, but don't let it scare you. I know it just seems like the unknown, kind of uncharted territory, and it's just really, really kind of scary. But at the end of the day, do your homework, do your research, know the ins and the outs, and of course keep hope as strong as possible. You being the cheerleader, and other family members being cheerleaders as well, can make a huge difference in this overall equation. Okay, but keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, they're diet and lifestyle related. So realize this: if the body can get sick, we have so much control over how we can go to the next level, and we really can make a difference if we're willing to change our lifestyle and willing to go to the next level with our health. And so you don't have to be stuck. Don't feel like you have to be, because you're not. And our Wellness Provider Network, we're getting tons of calls and emails, and just I like to tell you about it. Wellness Provider Network, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, and you can check them out at getwellproviders.com. Now, C-sections, they say now, may raise child obesity risk. Don't freak out, ladies, if you've had a C-section. Just understand that there's some risk factors. So they're saying childhood obesity and the cesarean delivery rates have skyrocketed over the last few decades, and birth by C-section was associated with a twofold increase in obesity at age 3. The study by investigators from Harvard Medical School and Harvard School of Public Health said that surgical delivery has recently been linked to an increased risk for allergy and asthma in children, but research examining the impact of C-section delivery on weight in childhood has been a little mixed. So the newly published study, they did it around 1,200 kids, and they actually found that the C-section delivery was strongly linked to early childhood obesity. 1 in 3 children in the U.S. now delivered by C-section, which, that's amazing. So not that many kids, I mean, a lot of kids not doing natural birth. So they're linking that strong. There's different theories. But, of course, if the mother is overweight, unable to carry, many times that can be passed in, they're saying. So it's a theory, and there's some links, so we'll keep you posted as time goes on. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health,
probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Cerelac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Cerelac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Cerelac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Cerelac is formulated for powerful results. Cerelac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Cerelac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Cerelac.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get help online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to Carol now. Hi, Carol.
How are you?
I'm living well, darling.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Well, I have some ringing in my ears. Started just a few days after Christmas. I had taken a plane trip and was just relaxing at home, and all of a sudden I hear this ringing in my left ear, and I thought it was something else in the house. And, you know, shortly thereafter I realized it was coming from my ear. So went for a few months like that, but in April I went to a little walk-in clinic and had them look in my ear, and I've always had a lot of wax buildup. But they noted that I had an awful lot of wax buildup. So they gave me suggested I do the Debrox earwax removal, which I did, and they blew the wax out of the left ear, which is the ear that I hear the ringing from. The right ear seems to be fine. And after that, they thought that would be it, but the ringing continues and has not stopped. I went for my yearly physical about a week ago, and my doctor wanted me to have a hearing test done.
Mm-hmm.
I had that done, and they were surprised. They said that my level of hearing was so different in each ear, and it was just the opposite of what they thought that it would be. The ear that I have the ringing in, I don't notice any difference in my ear levels. They suggested that I see an ENT. And I'm just wondering, I'm trying to do some research on that. See which is the best course to take from here.
From there, yeah. There's a couple of different options when you're dealing with ringing in the ears, and you can look at nutritional deficiencies outside of some of the structural issues like the earwax and that sort of thing. You can look at deficiencies. And one, do you eat healthy, or are you? Give me just kind of an overview. Do you eat really healthy or not really?
Pretty much, and also try to drink at least 6 glasses of water a day. So I pretty much eat pretty good. Beg your pardon?
How much do you weigh?
About 150.
Okay, yeah. You want to shoot for about 75 ounces of water a day. So, yeah, that'd probably be about nine glasses or so. You might want to up the water a little bit, but that's irrelevant for the ringing in the ears. The ringing in the ears, nutritional deficiencies, one of the big ones is a wheat allergy or a gluten intolerance can cause ringing in the ear that's constant, that doesn't go away. And, of course, cutting that out of your diet, that's all the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those kind of foods can really help out quite a bit. And just if it's deficiency-related and nutrient-related, or if there's a food allergy going on, you'll know it fairly quickly. It might take about 3 or 4 weeks. The other one is manganese. Manganese happens within the left ear. So with the left ear, if you've got low levels of manganese as a mineral in the body, it's been affiliated or associated with the ringing in the ears. So, I mean, those are a couple of options that you could look at really when you're kind of going that route. Because at the end of the day, it's frustrating, I know. I mean, I've worked and just seen with so many people that have dealt with ringing in the ears, and it's so frustrating. It's sad sometimes to really watch. But when you can locate, if it's not permanent damage, see, if it's damage from loud music or from some loud noises or whatever, typically there's some permanency there with it. But if it is nutrition related, typically they can fade out, and you'll know it. It won't take 6 months. It may take a month, maybe 6 weeks, but it'll either work or it won't. And that's what you have to look at, okay? But keep me posted on how that goes, Carol. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Tim now. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dr. Easters.
What's going on? How can I help?
Well, the message I left you is I'm diagnosed with manic depression. I've been dealing with it for about 22 years.
Okay.
You want me to tell you what I take for meds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I take lithium. Lithium carbonate, just the regular tablets. I take gabapentin, mm-hmm. you know, which is Neurontin.
Right.
And I take Zyprexa, which is the olanzapine now. And okay. I take propanolol also for to help quiet my nerves or whatever. But I seem to be tolerating the medication, you know, pretty good. I got a lot of information from the Prescription for Nutritional Healing book. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Yeah, I follow that pretty closely. What I do, I eat quite a bit of rice pasta. I eat the Tinkiata organic. I try to avoid gluten. Once or twice a week, I will have a sandwich, but it's like locally baked bread and stuff. You know, it's better for the most part. Eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of salad, quite a bit of olive oil in my diet. Maybe you're familiar with the Sunshine Burgers.
Yes.
I eat one or two of those a week. I like those. I drink a lot of water since I'm on lithium. I weigh about 200 pounds now. Gained a little bit of weight recently, about 15 pounds.
So your question is,
What else can I do for the manic depression, like further than what it says in the Nutritional Prescription for Healing book? Because I don't always feel my best. Recently, well, I mean, because you have a lot of energy. You seem like you feel, you feel great. I've been feeling a lot better, more consistent, you know, recently. But I've had a lot of hospitalizations and stuff. I think the gluten gives me problems. Sugar can give me problems. I try to avoid carbonated beverages.
I tell you what, why don't you do this? Hang tight. We'll get into a little bit more about manic depression and what to do kind of on the nutritional side, and we'll get into that when we come back. So hang tight. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Realize this, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. You do not have to be stuck where you are. Now, going to the break, we were talking with Tim dealing with manic depression, which can be a challenge. And Tim, you said you've really made some strides to kind of follow some of the natural methods to do the things that you know how to do, at least, or the things you've researched, right? And so you've made some pretty good strides. But do you still find that you struggle with it quite a bit, or is it settled down by maybe 50%?
I had a hospitalization that I got out of about a year ago. I've been good about taking my medicine. I had a little bit of a manic episode, January, February a little bit, but it didn't require hospitalization. I have a good team of people that I'm working with, and I have a nice psychiatrist, too. He's actually from Puerto Rico. He really seems like he cares, and he can hear it in his voice, and I'm glad to have him. I knew him from before. So things are probably settling down by 50% or so.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Well, the big issue when you're dealing with manic depression, obviously the brain chemistry is off. Dopamine is a big one. And with dopamine fluctuations, that really causes a lot of the swing, the ups and the downs. A little bit of serotonin, too, but mostly dopamine levels. And there's a couple of things that we know about dopamine that are really important. The lithium that you're taking obviously creates a real strong stability. And, that's something definitely you want to continue with your doctors, obviously. That's one thing you don't want to tinker with when you're doing all this. But do make sure your doctors know that you're maybe changing dietary recommendations for yourself, trying some different things. But let me lay some things on you that are pretty standard, okay? Now, dopamine levels to keep them protected. One thing you want to avoid like the plague is caffeine. Caffeine splits phenylalanine and L-tyrosine, two amino acids that make dopamine. So they literally will split it down the middle, split it in half. And so you have to be really, really careful with that. And that's just a great way to support your own dopamine levels. The other one, vitamin D. We know high levels of vitamin D, keeping your numbers in the upper end of the range is important for brain chemistry between 70 and 90. And a blood test will show you that. Simple little test that your physician can run. And the other thing with dopamine, we know certain foods can help it. Protein-rich foods like chicken, red meat, of course, grass-fed as much as possible, and natural and organic. Whole eggs have been shown to be really good. Salmon is really good, too, for dopamine levels. Now, here's the key, though. From a supplement perspective, omega-3 fats are just extremely important. And you're not really going to overdose. They're fat soluble, but you 1 to 2 tablespoons a day is typically what most adults take, unless you're in the sun just constantly. But most people aren't. They're indoors a lot. So you might want to look at like a fish oil, like a DHA oil or a cod liver oil, something like that, because it's so good for the brain chemistry. Cutting out gluten from the diet, that's another big one. Huge. I would say when people cut out gluten, which is, the protein found in grains, breads and pastas and cereals and crackers and all that, now that's what you want to look at, all right? But keep me posted on how things go and get the blood test done for vitamin D. I think it's really important. And instead of just kind of winging it, because if you're down at like 20, then you need to really dose it quite high just to get the numbers up. And you don't want to be lollygagging along and not be able to get the numbers where you need to. But yeah, it can be challenging, can be scary, but you can stabilize. And there's nothing keeping you from that. The body can stabilize quite well. You just have to make the right changes. Okay. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And realize this, our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, you can always get in touch with them. Nutrition-based care. You go to getwellproviders.com and you can check that out. We're going to Wayne now. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to the show. Wayne, you with us?
Yeah.
How can I help, sir?
I take blood pressure pills. I've been on the same blood pressure pills for about 10 or 11 years. I take diazem and benzopril. Mm-hmm. And for here lately, it seemed like it's got an up and down to it. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Sure can.
Wayne, tonight I was listening to your show when you was talking about, alternative products, like herbal products, like you mentioned something about potassium iodine or something like that, and I was wanting an alternative to, prescription medicine, and something on lowering your blood pressure with.
Well, blood pressure you want to be careful with, always, because the medications that you're taking, you definitely need to be monitored on them. And when I say that is if you're going to do a bunch of natural things, what you don't want to do is start doing a bunch of natural type stuff in your life, changing your diet and looking at supplementation and all of that, and then not go see your doctor about every 4 to 5 weeks. Here's why. Let's say you start radically changing things. You lose 10 pounds and you're body begins to stabilize. and you're still taking higher dose medicine, but your body doesn't need it, then you'll start getting really low blood pressure. You start passing out. Not a good thing. And so you got to be really careful of that. And you want to make sure your doctors are monitoring you on a regular basis. If you're going to start changing your diet, which I think is important, and if you're going to start exercising, like rebounding on a mini trampoline, which has been shown to help support healthy blood pressure levels, then you want to get monitored. Have someone watch over you and have them take a look at you on a regular basis, making sure that you're okay. And that's a big key. So I would have them take a look at that and just have them monitor. Now, there are certain products out there. Supplements can be helpful, but your diet is the key. Cutting out inflammatory foods, following an anti-inflammatory diet is, I think, critical. Because that's really your foundation. And blood pressure has got such a strong genetic component to it, but it also has a really strong lifestyle component to it. And with exercise, if you're going 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, that's critical. But I think that the rebounding 5 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day is also great. So you can get a mini trampoline. One of the really good ones, I think, is Urban Rebounder. You can get them at urbanrebounder.com. And you can also get them at Dick's Sporting Goods. They've got they're like $100, and they have a little stationary bar. They're very durable. You can weigh a lot and still jump on these things, and they'll hold up quite well, actually. But there's just such good research behind it. I mean, really, people are getting great results. So that's one thing to look at. So exercise is important, yes. Strategic exercise, even more important. But consistent is vital. Now, the other piece with the supplementation is CoQ10. CoQ10's got some really good research on it, too. You might want to check that out, do some reading on it. Because the CoQ10, they did studies, I think, with 100 milligrams of it, and got phenomenal results with people dealing with blood pressure and people dealing with, of course, cholesterol issues. So a lot can go on with that, too. So blood pressure, a lot out there. Garlic has been shown to be really good. Onions have been shown to be very health food targeted for blood pressure. So look into that just a little bit. They've got really strong components in it. Some research came on that recently that is pretty amazing. There's an Amazon tribe, this is kind of interesting, that gives clues to healthy hearts. Investigating Amazons and African peoples who still follow a hunter-gatherer type lifestyle is giving new insights in how diet and lifestyle affect the heart as humans age. Two new studies found that these types of hunter-gatherers are foraging peoples have lower increases in blood pressure related to their age and are less likely to have hardening of the arteries than people with more modern lifestyles. Goes a lot to say for vegetarians, and I'm not knocking that, but I mean the hunter-gatherer concept, they're eating a lot of meat. So lifestyle factors such as high levels of physical activity and large amounts of fruits and vegetables and low calories in their diets may help protect these groups against those health problems. The studies appeared online May 21st in the Journal of Hypertension. One study looked at nearly 2,300 adults in these villages in the Bolivia Amazon Basin, and they found that mostly they ate plantains, which are kind of like bananas, and then rice, corn, manioc, fish, and hunted game. The researchers found about 3% of these adults have high blood pressure compared with 33% of the U.S. adults. Worldwide, 52 other societies have blood pressures 2 to 8 times higher than these Amazonians. So the blood pressures among Americans are 2 to 4 times higher. So they're saying the living conditions are similar to those of our ancestors, with greater exposure to pathogens, active lifestyle, high fertility, and traditional diet. Study chronic diseases in these populations can be very insightful, says study author Michael Gervin. He said in the second study, researchers found that the risk of hardening of the arteries or the atherosclerosis was about 20% lower in the hunter-gatherer pygmies in the equatorial forest that they were looking at. So, interesting study. Back to the old school, hunter and gatherer. You gotta love it. And it's true. You get down to it, and that's the way our ancestors ate, and it made a difference. Our food determines so much of how we live and how healthy we really are. So the question is, are you willing to make a change, and are you willing to go to the next level with your health and your life when you're dealing with these sorts of things? And are you willing, literally, to start changing some dietary recommendations? If you're struggling with a health challenge and you're not willing to change what you eat, then for the most part, you're going to be stuck with where you are. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And, hey, if you want to talk about a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one, let's talk about them. Maybe it's not your health, but you want to be a blessing to someone else. Hey, that's one of the most powerful tools or gifts that you can give someone else. We'll be right back.
$150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-550-6612. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-550-6612. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-550-6612.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Roger.
Oh, hello.
How's it going, Roger? How can I help?
I drive a truck, and I was going through Nashville the other night, and he was talking about gout, and it said something about try adding some apple vinegar to the to your diet.
But yeah, apple cider vinegar.
Said to drink.
Well, apple cider vinegar is, if you're dealing with acid reflux, it's really, really important. It's a kind of an old-school grandma remedy, really, because as we age, we typically lose our ability to produce a lot of hydrochloric acid in the stomach. We have it, but it declines over time when we're not able to digest and process our proteins very well. And so the apple cider vinegar, what it does is stimulates hydrochloric acid production in a natural way. And you can just take it with a meal. And, like, for example, if you have acid reflux or burning and kind of that belching and all that going on, when you take the apple cider vinegar, if it settles it down, tones it down a little bit, then you know that you have a lack of acid in the stomach. If you take it and it burns worse, then it means you have too much stomach acid, and that's a whole different animal. You got to use things like L-glutamine and aloe vera and chlorella and some other strong alkalizing agents that can really help the digestive tract at that point. So there, it's just kind of a catch-22, but it's got great properties. I mean, they have an outside acid reflux. It's great for flexibility, great for bone health. It's great for skin, hair, and nails. I mean, it's got so many good properties to it. I'm a big, big apple cider vinegar fan, that's for sure. So if you're dealing with any kind of health challenge, for the most part, it can be really, really helpful. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers in your area, make sure to check them out. GetWellProviders.com. Mike, you're welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. I had a question for you. I work in a place that's really hot, and during the summer I get a lot of, like, boils on the insides of my legs. They won't let us wear shorts or anything, and it's only, like, during the summer. What can I do to get them to go away?
Well, there's a couple things. Have they been happening for a long period of time, or, I mean, what's...
Like I said, it's just during the summer. During the winter, it's not as bad. I sweat like a whole lot, like really, really bad during the summer. I don't like the heat, first off, but I mean, where I work, there's a lot of machines and the temperature inside's about 20 degrees hotter than it is outside.
Okay. Yeah, there's a couple of things that we know that can be helpful with boils, and it's so challenging. I know so many people that have struggled with those, but believe it or not, internally, there are some things that are helpful. Are you a fairly healthy eater or not really?
I eat a lot of greens, a lot of salad. Chicken and salad. And, try to eat as healthy as I can, fish and chicken and salads. I eat a lot of a lot of spinach, and I like spinach salads more than I like anything. So.
Okay. Well, the dark leaf, the root cause of a lot of the boils or an impaired immune system, so you might want to get some blood work done with your physician, have them check that out. If you've got any type of toxicity, whether it's a heavy metal buildup in the body or you've got some malabsorption type issues, there might be a bacterial infection, and sometimes there can be an issue with that, clearing that up. What they know that are recommended, dark leafy greens or the orange vegetables are really important to help maintain and repair. Of course, they've got a lot of fiber in them as well. Ground flaxseed has also been known to be helpful. Nuts and seeds like almonds and walnuts. But the quality proteins like chicken, fish, the cold water fish, of course, eggs are really important and can be helpful too. But here's the deal. When you're dealing with boils, kind of an old remedy is that you want to drink a glass of clean distilled water every 2 hours upon waking, which can help flush out the body and really help maintain, good overall health. So there's several things that can be helpful too. Tea tree oil has been known to be really good. You can do it topically to the boils themselves. Colloidal silver is also very good too. You can do it internally or externally. Echinacea is also good. Golden seal. These are kind of oldies but goodies that can be real helpful too. You can get all these at the health food store, by the way. Oregano oil is great. Vitamin C, burdock root, and zinc. Those are all great when you're dealing with boils. So vitamin E is good too, by the way. It's kind of old school. It's got the mixed tocopherols, and they're just incredible for the overall immune system and building it up. Now, you can go with homeopathy too, but there's acupuncture, acupressure, reflexology, but from a nutritional standpoint, those can all be really good. Stress reduction is a big piece too. But don't start squeezing it and doing all that. Thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, you can put that in a compress and put it over it. And they've said that, I've never seen this personally, but the thyme actually over a period of time can help draw the pus out. But I think you need to tackle the thing. It's always good to tackle things like this internally. And you want to clear out the gut, clear out the little invaders, bacteria, whatever that might be causing it. And it can be a real, real help in your situation. All right. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, don't you dare lose that little bit of hope. Turn it into a fire, a wildfire that can make a difference, not only in your own health, but can spread a message of hope to others that they can make it too.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.